At 9:02 a.m. Is there any commission remarks? Yes, make that remark. So I was going to make a statement. Our clock here in the commission room actually states it's 8:02. So if I could, just with the commission, please verify that you have actual 9 o'clock and the clock has just not been reset.
Yep.
I thought, wasn't that supposed to be an atomic clock?
It was supposed to have been, and it may reset tomorrow, but...
No, it's...
But we all do have verification that it is actually 9:02 instead of the 8:02 we have on the wall. Okay. Any other commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move down the agenda to approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 470878 through 470906, checks number 470908 through checks 470952. Warrants 8083 through 8090. Three journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 470907.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Gotcha. Next on our agenda is the approval of previous meeting minutes.
Regular session and executive session minutes for March 6, 2023.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. In front of us, we have Auditor David Clark for our monthly budget report.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
I want to let you know the numbers of the month of February 2023. At the end of February, GCR had a total of $12,520,384. That would be with $3,263,474 in revenues and $2,588,102 in expenditures. Road and Bridge CART Fund ended at $2,116,133, and Road and Bridge Fund was at $16,630,651. The law enforcement tax fund ended at $819,315, and the sewer ended at $14,974,543.
That would be the main funds for the county.
Okay. Any questions? Hearing none. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is University of Missouri Extension update.
You guys have these, or would you like me to?
I don't have.
We don't have.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Long time no see.
Yeah, long time no see.
Okay, thank you for having me. They asked me to be here this morning and present, so. That's what I will attempt to do.
Thank you.
We have a new person hired in the MBU Extension office. I think you guys were privy to that with the meeting last week. Linda said she did come to work on Friday at least. She was not there this morning yet when I stopped to get these, but at least she continued to come for one whole week, so that's good news. Hopefully that continues. Working on getting someone, getting the application open to fill Linda's position, who promises she's retiring in June, so we will see what happens there. I've been down here, I don't know, at least a day a week, every week, maybe two. I'm going to be down here today and tomorrow, meeting with businesses, trying to go to the luncheons and stuff, making connections with people. Been involved in the Taney County Partnership, I don't know what they call it, but the meeting they have on the first Tuesday of the month, or the one they're having tomorrow with Silver Dollar City people and all that. I've been going to those. I don't know if I'm contributing, but I'm at least attending and showing up. Work doing the Codify thing down here. That seems to be going real good. I'm just trying to make headway down here. Happy to answer any questions. At least about the program I can speak to.
How is the VITA program going?
I think really well. When we were down here last week for the meeting, I was talking to Jody, I believe is her name, and she said that our numbers, I'm not going to spout off the numbers, but it was double what the other counties were doing with the level of staff they had. I mean, she'd processed like 400 returns or something so far, I think she said. It was a lot.
Sure.
And she had a couple really good volunteers, she said, too. A retired guy that's moved in from out of the area that was well-educated and enjoying his time doing it, too, she said. So, yeah,
do you care to elaborate, since we're on air here, to elaborate to the people that may be listening what the VITA program actually is?
Yeah, I believe it stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, and it takes the lower-income people of the county. I don't know what the threshold is, but it's fairly low-income, and provides them with free income tax preparation. So they don't do income tax preparation for businesses, just the simple I believe it's the 1040 form, or I don't know, but
sure.
You know, W-2 income, 1099 income, and walks them through both preparing the taxes and ensuring that they get all the credits they can. You know, I think there's some housing credit and a child credit and things like that, and they just help them ensure that they get all that they qualify.
And then they can contact the MU Extension office to set up an appointment that and get the locations?
Correct. They call Linda and set up an appointment, and there's two sites. There's one at the Forsyth Extension office as well as one somewhere in the city of Branson. They're running, I think, out of a church, but I'm not for sure where that site is. But
okay.
Call Linda. She knows.
But they can contact her for any further information.
Yes, and they make an appointment, and Linda reads them off everything they're supposed to bring as well.
Okay.
Cody, on that threshold, I think it's probably greater than what a lot of people would think.
It is.
That they do more taxes than...
Yeah, I think if you're married with kids and stuff, the threshold...
It's considerably higher.
Yeah, 50 or 60 grand or something, or maybe even more. Yeah.
So they can just call the office and actually find out.
Yeah, call the office and talk to Linda. And she's been answering the phone for the program for 15 years. She knows the answers.
Off the top of your head, do you know the number that for the office there? 5 or 6, okay.
No.
I don't have
it. I call it often, but
yeah.
I don't.
Okay, thank you.
I look it up and hit call. Don't dial the numbers anymore. And
then one other thing also, we have Jenny Navat. She is doing some programs looks like maybe that's just through March 15th. For balance, it appears to be objectives, reduce falls among older adults by helping them realize the falls and the fears.
Yes.
The fear of falling in controllable.
Mm-hmm.
That one would have went through from January 18th through March 15th. So.
Yeah, and I think she said they were getting attendance to that at the meeting last week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And once again, all this information is available at the MU Extension website.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions?
No.
Further discussion?
Thank you for your time, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Moving down the agenda, we will reroute the next two items on our agenda. The first one we have listed is the end user license agreement for CVSA software number 23-026 S for Sheriff. We're going to move that down the agenda one and move up the computer voice stress analyzer estimate number 23-025. It was printed on the agenda just in opposite order.
Thank you.
Yes. Before we move on, the phone number for the Missouri Extension office here in Forsyth is area code 417-546-4431, and you will be in touch with Linda. All right. Thank you, Sheriff. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Once again, like I stated, we will start with the computer voice stress analyzer estimate number 23-025S.
You said we're swapping?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we awarded the bid, so this is the actual agreement to purchase?
Correct. And it has been reviewed by our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approved. Mm-hmm. As to form.
And then we've got the you're familiar with, we're supposed to send the trade-in equipment.
Yes. Yes.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
Well, as Commissioner said, you're familiar with the security of it, and our attorney has covered many things in the agreement that we need to watch for.
Yeah, it's you know, like a lot of the stuff that we have, there's some stipulations there as far as confidential information and what we can and can't release, as well as we can only have it on the one computer. We can't duplicate the software, stuff like that, which we plan to have two users, but they'll use the same
computer.
That's what we've done for years, but the old computer and the old software is outdated, and it's not, what we have currently is not updatable to the new stuff. So that's basically the same way we've been doing it for years.
Okay. That's the same way with ours that we had, is you have to designate to that IP address on that computer.
Yes.
Of course, if anything happened to that computer, you just notify them.
Right.
That we have a...
Well, real quick, we're on... I think we're talking about two separate things right now.
Okay.
I think...
they're actually both the same thing.
They are, but we have two separate deals.
I'm sorry. I moved the agreement in which Commissioner White is speaking of to second in line. I apologize.
Okay. I thought you said computer voice.
Yeah. So they are listed as they have the CVSA statement on them. The first one is just for the purchase of the equipment. The second is the
end user agreement.
So what I was talking about was the actual unit itself. We have to send that back to get the trade-in credit.
Correct.
Okay. So is there any questions on that specific item?
I have none, and we are getting a trade-in from the old one. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So it reduced the cost down.
So move to approve.
Second.
the computer voice stress.